You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendacino Farms, a little local ref for Californians, right? That's only a California sandwich shop.
I don't know. Yeah. And it's like not even a place I love going to.
No.
It's like one of those places like I feel like gets catered and they're like, yeah, we're getting Mendocino Farms. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. It's interesting how that happens. They just like, did they have an in with every like office manager in the greater Los Angeles area? Because there is probably a majority of the catered lunches I've had were Mendocino Farms in my time working out here.
Yeah,
And it's fine.
It's fine.
I'm Jack. That over there, well, that's Miles.
Yeah.
And these are the things that are trending on this May the 4th, which, Miles, May the 4th be with you.
Thank
Finally
you.
Finally got it. And I don't know also what that with means. You.
So I'm going to take that as disrespect.
What's that from?
I think 40-year-old virgin.
Okay, yeah.
I think Kevin Hart's saying that to him. He's like, yeah, I don't know what that means. So I'm going to take that as disrespect.
Well, Ray J is trending.
Yeah.
You know, one of our favorite sunglasses sales.
Sunglass icon, Raycon, earbuds. You know the entrepreneurial god. Yeah, he's come out and basically saying that, you know, the Kim Kardashian sex tape was always a business decision between him, Kim Kardashian, and Kris Jenner. And, you know, I think most people figured that. I feel like that was always the thing. People were like, wow, the lengths Kris Jenner would go putting her, like, you know, figuring out a way to distribute her own daughter's sex tape, etc. But this is him, like, really saying that, like, I have to let you know officially from my mouth. I didn't leak anything. Because I was, for a long time, everyone was like, damn, Ray J leaked this sex tape. Mm-hmm. And he says, like, you know, that affected him or whatever, but I just gossipy mess.
Yeah. Do we trust this as a source of information? Because I do feel like every once in a while there's Ray J news that seems to, I don't know, he seems to know how to like stay in the in the trending section.
Well, no, the whole reason why it wasn't like leaked is because it was an actual porn tape. It wasn't like something that like was, you know, like a rogue upload to a video site. Like an actual porn distributor put the thing out, and you legally wouldn't be putting out like unauthorized revenge porn, like massively distributed. So that's what people were like, okay, so what's really going on? And apparently the way he said it was he had offhandedly mentioned it to Kim and she was like, that's a great idea. Let me talk to my mom about it.
How? Just such an interesting dynamic to go to your mom with that and be like, hey, Ray J had an interesting idea.
Yeah, at dinner. Okay, mom, I have an idea. I can't take you guys to Cabo again. No, I'm not going to Cabo. We're not going to Cabo. Ray J wants to put out our sex tape and we can make money and I can no longer be known as the person in the background of photos with Paris Hilton.
And she just put down her drink. And
she's like, that's fucking brilliant, Kim. Fucking brilliant.
Anyways, shout out to the triumvirate that came up with that. certainly succeeded.
Launched 1,000 empires, yeah, basically.
And shout out to Pete Davidson, whose look I had missed at the Met Gala, but he's he has morphed into a different human being. And yeah. Interesting. Just interesting.
I Googled Pete Davidson black. I was like, hold on. I'm starting to see something here. I'm like, oh, wait. Maybe Chris Jenner was like, you look a little pasty, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just get a little, just something, maybe just like a foundation with a little bit of tint in it might help you.
Chappelle is trending. He had a show at Hollywood Bowl as part of Netflix as a joke. Because Netflix is like the number one name in comedy. And they have this big like comedy festival that's happening. Sounded like a very cool lineup. You had your Chris Rock, your Jon Stewart, your Earthquake, and your Dave Chappelle. But somebody ran up on stage and tried to tackle him. And apparently had a fake gun with a knife inside of it. It was a gun that shoots a knife, maybe?
Which, a harpoon?
Yeah, gun? It sounds like the shit that, like, you know, when kids are playing, they're like, no, but my gun shoots knife, and that's just hearing the details, but I'm sure it's a serious weapon. The police are saying that the assailant is going to be charged with a felony. I don't know. The whole thing felt weird. And
right.
Yeah.
I mean, the wild part, too, is after that he was attacked, the first thing Dave Chappelle quipped was saying that, oh, I think it was a trans man.
Right.
Who just came after me. Like, just doubling down on that shit.
That was being quoted, because I think the run-up, not shockingly to anybody who's been familiar with his work over the past couple of years, the run-up to that was him talking about how he needed more security because of how much the trans community hates him. And then somebody tackled him, and he quipped, it was a trans man, and that is the quote that's on the front page of the Drudge Report, suggesting it. So it just says, Chappelle attacked on stage at H-Wood Bowl. It was a trans man, in quotes.
Wow. They just did it like that. Okay.
And then, you know, then Jamie Foxx comes out and is like, you know, talking about how Dave Chappelle's a genius and we need to protect our performers, which I don't think anybody should be attacked on stage while performing anything. But it just, the whole like normalizing of some seriously right-wing shit by you know, people whose work I grew up really liking and respecting is pretty demoralizing. And you know, it's happening, and I think kind of people are just like, yeah, but it's, I don't know, it's a fucking bummer.
And it's just, you know, it seems like with success in entertainment, wherever, you just get to a point where you're so insulated from stuff, you don't even know what's going on really half the time.
Right.
And yeah, whatever. It's so many Will Smith did this takes right now. Like, can we fucking go to the next?
That was another joke I think Chris Rock said, was that Will Smith, or I think it was Will Smith. That seems like an actual joke, whereas the it was a trans man thing just feels like weird. Just weird. J.D. Vance is trending. J.D. Vance, author of Hillbilly Elegy, who was sort of flatlining as a candidate for Republican in the Republican primary for the Ohio Senate seat that is open. And then he got the Trump bump.
Blessing.
Yeah, Trump blessed him. And people are like, Trump's back. Trump's a kingmaker. I think he was also blessed by Peter Thiel, who is a billionaire. Wow. And we live in a oligarchy. So that also might have been helpful to his fortunes as a candidate.
Oh, well, good luck, JD. Although it sounds like just based on everything, Trump was just too obsessed with the guy who was also in that Senate race.
Josh Mandel.
Josh Mandel's sex style.
Sex style.
Right. Where he's like, isn't that fucking weird? Like, there were like more articles talking about how much Trump was discussing this guy and his like sex life. Very wild race. Very wild race. We'll see where this fucking goes.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And I have been watching a lot of Ja Morant over the past 24 hours to help me deal with my sanity. That has been a small bright spot
yeah.
in my life. Ja Morant, who we talk about a lot on our NBA show. Have we talked about the fact that we have an NBA show called Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties?
Got Mad Boosties? No, I don't think so. Or Ja Morant ever. This is the first time people are hearing about Ja Morant.
But he is a third-year point guard who defies gravity. And
this year's most improved, right? He got most improved this year?
Did he? That's interesting.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably true that he was the most improved. It's just he, and, you know, he was already very, very good.
Yeah. It's not like he went from water boy to superstar.
He's playing against Jordan Poole, who went from being in the D League last year to being, you know, one of the leading contributors to Golden State. But I can't argue with anybody getting that award. I find the whole NBA award season stuff very boring because it's like arguing between like a bunch of very worthy candidates, and then the only thing that happens is like you start hearing people come in with takes, like takedowns, negative takes about like how good
this guy actually sucks, even though they're averaging 25 like, points a game. Up. Like, okay, fuck off.
But anyways, Ja put up 47 and just like took over in a way that again reminded me of that series where LeBron just single-handedly decided that he was going to beat the defending champion Detroit Pistons, or, you know, I don't know if they were defending champions that year, but they were close to having won a title. And this, he just like can't be stopped on offense, which is pretty fun to see. Did you watch the game?
Yeah. I watched it. You know, the fourth quarter was rough for the Warriors, but again, I don't want any easy series. Especially, I said before, I'm like, yeah, we'll see where the Grizzlies go. And this was sort of the point where I'm like, okay, this is a test. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious to see what the results of this test will be. But I have a feeling Golden State may have the edge just looking at the players they have.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And then also trending this morning was JJ Redick, who, you know, former NBA sharpshooter, who said a thing that I think is on a lot of people's minds on ESPN this morning. And somebody was talking about how like Draymond needs to shut up and like, you know, just play basketball. And JJ Redick was pretty, you know, eloquent and persistent in telling that guy to shut the fuck up in a way that I really appreciated.
Yeah.
Because it has become like there's a bleeding over into reality of like the social media tone of, you know, just being like, ah, fuck that guy. He sucks. Like this guy stinks. Like he's a loser. And the players like really get abused a lot. And, you know, the point JJ Redick made was that he plays the way that he talks, and like it's a group package, and like for people to be like, just shut up and play is, you know, dismissive and missing the point. And also he was like, you know, that's how a lot of people who watch Fox News feel. And like, you may be right that like there are some people who feel like that. I don't think you should be giving voice to it on like a show that's covering this. And I don't know. It was a, like somebody actually said something sane on ESPN for the first time in memory.
Yeah. Oh, also forget that Dylan Brooks foul on Gary Payton.
Oh, I don't think he caught that.
He fractured his elbow.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
It was pretty that was messed up to watch. There's been
some dirty play. That was another trend that we've talked about, I think, before. There been some dirty play, especially on people who are defensive specialists, like Alex Caruso, Matisse Thybulle, and now Gary Payton II. It's like they realize that they're not as protected because they also have like ways to swing games in major ways. So
right.
Anyways, overeducated is trending because Representative Matt Gaetz is, I'll just read directly from, I think it's on the Hill. Representative Matt Gaetz is facing backlash After questioning how many overeducated, underloved women have participated in protests supporting abortion rights after a draft ruling from the Supreme Court showed that the bench is poised to roll back Roe v. Wade.
Look, it's all unmasked misogyny, you know?
Yeah.
That's every day. It's just like, nah, the platforms, literally the GOP website is just going to be like, yo, fuck off non-cis het white people.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. And if you want anything else, like if you think there's anything called like equality, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. And I think the end of that too was he goes on to be like, the overeducated, lonely women who will like go home to a microwave dinner with their cats, like this very just stupid depiction of what he believes somebody who is disturbed by the rolling back of human rights, like what that response is. So,
yeah, and this is sure, Matt, facing, you know, lots of allegations, charges for sexually predatory behavior,
and actual trafficking of minors. If the base is interested in those charges at all, but again, they aren't because it's all about cognitive dissonance, and that's just a smear job on the guy.
Yeah. So, but again, we don't live in a representative democracy. We live in a kleptocracy and an oligarchy. So doesn't
we live matter. We live in a kleptocracy and an oligarchy in the shape of a shit post on Twitter.
And the LAPD is trending. What are they up to? What are they getting up to?
LA's worst are at it again. They were beating up protesters downtown during a rally against the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And you know, you got it. The Department of Homeland Security police cars showed up, started fucking with people. There's a lot of videos of this. And then, you know, the media doing its thing again, that might've been the LA Times. One of them is just being like LAPD and protesters clash downtown. Yeah. Remember this?
KTLA protesters clash with police at Pershing Square. For NBC4, LAPD officer injured in downtown LA protest. CBS, mm-hmm. Two LAPD officers hurt after downtown LA march for reproductive rights. Mm-hmm. So they're doing their job.
Hey, got to protect the people that are the class traitors that brutalize others to protect private property, right? And, you know, this is all kinds of stuff where they're like, there are people doing vandalism. Like one person tagged a bus stop with Google LASD gangs. And yes, do Google LASD gangs. To find out about sheriff deputy gangs in Los Angeles. But yeah, you know, carrying more water for the police. While, you know, for all intents and purposes, all the activists there are like, they couldn't have been more peaceful. But, you know, the second you're in physical space and they show up with their shields and stuff, you know that they're going to just bust people's heads and get them out of the fucking way.
Truly. Yeah, because the LAPD is like the main source for any reporting that happens in LA. But it just like doesn't pass the the most basic logic test of like the people who show up with like guns and batons and riot gear are the only two people who were injured in this like crackdown. One, like you can see videos of them assaulting people. Like that's what we're gonna go with. And the answer is yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. it's really something. I don't know, just watching again, people fighting for human rights, equality, police show up because that's really bad. It's really bad that's happening. 2022. What else you got in store? What else you got in store for us? Hopefully some good news. Yeah, that's what I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Come on, good news.
There we go. All right. Well, those are things that are trending on this Wednesday, May the 4th. We are back tomorrow with the whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Find a way to support the reproductive rights of women. And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.